Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and for those listening in for the first time, or you may be returning back again, thank you and welcome back. For those listening in every week, thank you, thank you. I hope you have been blessed by my weekly scriptures and points of discussion. I also hope it has given you something to think about, pray about, and perhaps share with others. I also hope you have been helping me by inviting others to listen in to the show every week. That is on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to develop and grow your faith. But not only for faith for materialistic things, but faith in God, faith in overcoming headache, confusion, hopelessness, anger, fear, whatever may be pressing you these days. Now, I know oftentimes I talk about folks always trying to overcome something, and I don't mean to sound so doom and gloom, but I believe these days people are going through a lot of things in their personal life and find it difficult to do or keep going and doing the way they've been and maybe open to seeing things in a different light. So that's why this show is here. So yes, I am pleased to share with you my message of hope right here every week through teaching on personal faith building. Yes, using powerful scriptures to enlighten you. So be sure to tune in every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on this station. The Faith Walk Radio Show goal is to help you pull through and press forward, leaving the past in the past. Being led by your faith and hope, looking for better days ahead, looking to communicate your cause and the calling on your life by developing strong faith as your foundation. It's like your support system, your armor of protection. So the focus of my teaching today is putting on your protection, folks, gearing up for a rainy day, so to speak. And how do you do this? Well, in my study of a few scriptures this week in particular, the book of James chapter 1 verses 2 through 6 tells us this, and it is based on how to profit from your trials in life. And it states, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to you. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." See, I told you, powerful scriptures. So I'll read these scriptures really quick and talk a little bit about it here. Beginning again, that's James chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." So folks, remember, scripture tells us in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So again, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Again, that is profiting from your trials. Moving on to verse 3, "knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Also remember this, folks, your faith will be tested every day. Count on it. It's going to happen. And when you pass the test, it strengthens you. It gives you patience to wait and see things through more calmly. But in verse 4, listen at this, "but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Again, here, as verse 3 tells us, patience have to be complete. You have to get 100% on the test. And again, that test is of your faith. So the Lord will test you to keep you sharp and ready. Ready for what? Whatever happens. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Verse 5, "if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." So, folks, if you lack wisdom, ask God for it, first of all. And as the scripture points out, he will give it to you and without reproach. And reproach means criticism, rebuke, or blame. You got it? So moving on to verse 6, "but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." So again, when you ask for wisdom, or for anything else for that matter, ask in faith. Because when you are praying and asking God for something, make sure your patience is complete, not lacking anything. Remember, you have to pass the test with a score of 100%. And that is to stand on your faith, is to know it exists even when you can't see it right now. Yes, right now is the point here. Faith is not about seeing it right now. It's about understanding that it is 100% possible. So moving on to the main scripture and focus of the teaching today, which is putting on your protection, gearing up for a rainy day, using the Word of God to interpret what is going wrong in your life, folks, and how to stay at a standstill and use the Word, the Bible, to overcome. So in saying all of that, the title of the message today is Steel versus Flesh. Sounds interesting, right? Imagine steel in armored suit, covered from top to toe. You are fully inside and protected by a steel versus your flesh. You get my visual? So moving on, before I get into the scriptures here, the definition of steel is mentally prepared oneself to do or face something difficult. So again, the title of the message today is Steel versus Flesh. And flesh in the biblical meaning of the word is your mind and your physical body, nothing spiritual. Basically, thinking and reacting on your emotions rather than how to rely on your faith and your hope. So moving on, again, the title of the message today is Steel versus Flesh. Scripture of the day I will be teaching on from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, talks about the whole armor of God, your shield of protection, which is the shield of faith. And I will talk more about that right now. So, without further ado, beginning at verse 10, again, scriptures of the day comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, and I will go down to verse 18 really quick. And the Word of God states this: "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Now, before I go over these scriptures, for those tuning into the show today, welcome. Glad you caught a little bit of the show today. If you missed the first half, you can always go to my website any time of the day or night and listen again to the show and other shows by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. So again, if you are just tuning into the show today, don't want you to miss much. Go back, take a listen to that. Again, visit my website, faithwalkradio.com, and you can catch the beginning of it. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am talking about the whole armor of God today, and the title of the message today is Steel versus Flesh. And the definition of steel is mentally prepare oneself to do or face something difficult. And flesh in the biblical sense of the word is your mind and your physical body, which means nothing spiritual. Again, scripture of the day comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Before I go to the break, I want to run through just a few of them. Beginning at verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood," folks. The person that hurt you is not your enemy. You got it? "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places." And here is the big scripture of all, verse 13. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. In having done all to stand, do this: stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." And girded means tightened, are bound. Having girded your waist with the truth. In other words, it's that armored suit again. You wear it. You wear the truth by what you say and what you do. Moving on, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shod means equipped on one's feet. Also, peace means ceasefire. The gospel of peace. Letting it go. Remaining calm. Verse 16 sets it all straight here. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And shield means you are protected by the truth. And what is the truth? The word of God. I'll talk more about that before the show ends. Moving on to verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And helmet of salvation means your head covering, your brain, your mind. And salvation means deliverance, recovery, freedom. So folks, after reading about this full armor of God, you have all the tools you need. Everything. The enemy cannot penetrate. You have everything you need to overcome whatever. So again, folks, verse 13 tells us, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, again, do this. Put on the whole armor of God. And here it is, the truth. Means to keep the word of God on your lips and on your mind at all times. Remain decent and blameless in God's eyes. The gospel of peace again, cease fire, stop and remain calm. No matter who said what, why, what happened in 1992, what happened in 1993, no matter what the past said, no matter what the present say, or no matter what who told you your future is going to look like, remain peaceful, cease fire, just stop. Meditate on those things that are of good report, and it'll bring you back. You get my point here? So whenever you leave the house, talk on the phone, on your job, at the grocery store, with family, friends, and associates, cease fire. Remain calm. Again, last and certainly not least, your salvation, which is your deliverance, your recovery, and your freedom, folks. Be delivered, recover from the fall, and remain free in God. As I said, I have to break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about the whole armor of God today. And armor means shield of protection, known as your faith. So, you see, folks, it all ties back to having the kind of faith that can withstand anything, called strong, mature faith. At the beginning of the show, I said the show was all about helping you develop and grow your faith. So for those who may just have tuned in during the break, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m., sharing powerful scriptures and points of discussion that I pray will help you in your walk with the Lord. So again, if you are just tuning in, the title of the message today is Steel versus Flesh. Again, the definition of steel is mentally prepare oneself to do or face something difficult. And flesh, in the biblical meaning of the word, folks, means is your mind, your physical body, nothing spiritual. Basically, thinking and reacting on your emotions rather than on relying on your faith and your hope. Make sense? Scripture I went over was Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Please go back in your quiet time and study these scriptures on the whole armor of God. One scripture I want to close with is Ephesians 6 and the 13th verse. And again, it states, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. As this scripture ends, having done all to stand, I say to you today, do this. Put on the whole armor of God after you've done everything you know to enjoy your life experiences, after you've done everything you know to try to forgive those that hurt you, after you've done everything you know to do, do this. Live the truth by keeping the word of God on your lips and on your mind at all times. Be righteous, which means to remain decent, blameless in God's eyes. And as the scripture tells us, above all of this, take the shield of faith. So you see, folks, without faith, it's impossible to do this. Which is why we have been given the whole armor of God. It's those godly tools I always talk about. Tools used to fix things and situations in your life comes from acting on the scriptures, the Bible, the word of God. As I say in most shows, not just reading the scriptures, but becoming the scripture. Make sense? So in saying that, folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. There are many important Bible scriptures to remember. However, if you don't get that without faith, it is impossible to please God, first of all. And second, using your armored vehicle, your vessel, who you are, you're only going through the motions. Kind of like playing church a little bit instead of becoming the church. Therefore, using your vessel, your mind, and your body for the Lord is securing your vessel for that which is eternal. So in saying that, now is the time to rise up and fight that spiritual battle, since you're fully equipped and protected by the armor of truth, righteousness, peace, and faith. Rise up, step into a world where you are certain to win. The odds are no longer against you. You have everything you need to win a fight that was fixed from the start. Fixed by the blood of Jesus. So yes, step into the armor of the Lord's suit and be changed. Folks, this will bring the show to a close today. I have had a wonderful time sharing the word of God with you today. I hope you will join me next week, same time, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.